arrests finally being made with the Ashley Biden molestation or rape or pedophilia. But it's not the type of arrest that you would imagine would be taking place, because they're going to arrest the person who stole Ashley Biden's diary. I'm sorry, what? The diary where she's talking about showering with her dad at age 11 and God knows what else. She says she was molested in there. Look at that right there. And you're going to arrest the person who found the diary? By the way, the person who found the diary, she owned this, I don't know if it was a room, it was a rental, right? And so Ashley Biden stayed at the rental, left the diary there. This person who owns this finds the diary and says, oh, okay, well, I'm gonna, it's mine now. You know, possession is 9/10 of the law, and you left this here. Like, all of these Biden kids are leaving all of the, like, they want their dad arrested. they're trying as hard as fucking possible to get their dad arrested with all the criminality that he's up to. Like, Hunter Biden's leaving his coke all over the place, his laptop's all over the place, his chick's leaving her fucking diary where she says she was being raped and molested by her fucking pedophile dad all over the place. And then the scumbag criminal department just goes, well, we'll arrest you. We'll arrest you. Right? Hunter Biden left a crack-filled laptop at your Mac repair shop and never paid for the services. You know, how dare you? How dare you take possession legally of this dude leaving his fucking shit at your rental over here? We're going to arrest you. The Department of Justice is demanding prison time for the person who discovered Ashley Biden's diary. Again, no prison time. They actually pay in those BLM and Antifa fucking rioters who set terrorists, who set shit on fire. They pay in them. They set shit on fire. They were arrested. And the Department of Justice is like, well, that was wrath of that. We arrested you. Here's $1 million. What? They're still haunting. They're right now, you've got a 60-something-year-old MAGA grandma. She's in court. They want to send her to federal prison for being in the state capitol. All these people got to go to prison. Now, what about the dude who was showering with his daughter? Can we arrest him? A statute of limitations. You don't care about statute of limitations. Not when it comes to the Blondel Blump. But here's a dude. She's saying that she was raped. She was saying, well, I should have said she was raped. She was saying that she's taking showers and she was molested. Right? Anything? You want to arrest the person who had this diary. Boy, there's no bigger sign out there that that diary is real then. And that diary's got some fucking bombs inside of it. But there you go. We in clown world, where the judicial system is to arrest people who embarrass this criminal family syndicate. That's a banana republic for you guys. Thank you so much for watching the video. Support channel. We kept today on the Biden diary and laptops. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.